Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the first parak of Maseches Kehilayim. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph Mishnah Beis and parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. We're going to be continuing the conversation from the previous Mishnah regarding various cases and types of plants that would not fall under the Isser, that would not be included in the prohibition of Kehilayim. Once again, Kehilayim refers to various types of mixtures that are prohibited, and Maseches Kehilayim is beginning specifically to discuss various plants that are not allowed to be planted next to one another, although the beginning of Maseches Kehilayim is really dealing with the exceptions to that rule. Even though there is a prohibition of Kehilayim, of different types of plants that cannot be planted together, we're beginning to discuss the exceptions, various plants that are allowed to be planted next to one another, even though they're a little bit different, but because they're part of the same overall general plant family, they're allowed to be planted next to one another, says the Mishnah Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Hakishos v'hamelafifon. Einam kilayim zeboze, says the Tanakama. You have these different types of cucumbers, and again, we don't have to be so specific regarding what each type of plant is, the exact differences. I'm not an expert in gardening, most likely you're not either, so let's just do our best to at least understand the basics. But again, the principle that we should just take away is that in the all of these cases, or at least we'll see those that where there isn't a dispute, where there isn't a machlokas, because the plants are part of the same family, plant family or vegetable family, they're allowed to be planted next to one another. On the Isser, the prohibition of kilayim would not apply to them. Says the Mishnah, Hakishos v'hamelafifon einam kilayim zebozeh. These are different types of cucumbers that, according to the Tanakhama, are not considered kilayim. They're part of the same family, and therefore they can be planted next to one another. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, and he disagrees, kilayim, no, that even though they're different types of cucumbers, they're both cucumbers at the end of the day, they're too different, and therefore the Isser of Kehilayim, the prohibition of Kehilayim, would apply, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to these different types of cucumbers. Continues the Mishnah, Chazeres v'chazeres galim. These are different types of lettuce. I'm sure the word Chazeres might seem familiar to us from the night of the Seder and Pesach. Chazeres refers to lettuce, Chazeres galim refers to a different type of lettuce. The point is, they're part of the same lettuce family, and therefore they can be planted next to one another. Now, the next bunch of examples that we're going to have we're going to make a distinction, we're going to differentiate between a type of plant that is grown in a garden versus in the wild. Often, if we plant something in my garden versus the way that it would grow by itself in the wild, it's a very, very different type of product that is produced, whether it's a plant, a vegetable, and so on. But we're going to see that even though they're so different, at the end of the day, they're the same thing. Even though one's a garden, one's in the field, they may look different, they may seem a little bit different, because they're really the same thing, part of the same family, they would the prohibition, the Isser of Kehilayim, would not apply to them. Says the Mishnah, Ulshin v'ulshe sada. These are different types of chicories. Again, chicories that are both used in your backyard in a garden versus chicories that are used that are just wild in the field. Kereshim. Uchereshe sada. These are different types of leeks. Again, leeks that are in the backyard versus leeks that are wild. Kusbar. V'chusbar sada. These are wild coriander versus regular coriander. Again, a little bit different, but enough similar that the Isser of Kehilayim would not apply, and you may plant them next to one another. Continues the Mishnah. Chardal v'chardal mitzri. These are different types of mustard, Egyptian mustard, regular mustard. Again, they're all mustard, and therefore the Isser of Kehilayim would not apply to them. Udelas hamitzris v'harmutza. These are different types of gourds. Ufol hamitzri v'acharav. These are different types of beans. But again, the overall principle is, as the Mishnah concludes by saying, Einam kilayim zebazeh. All of these examples are items that are part of the same family. They're similar enough, and therefore they may be planted next to one another, because kilayim, the Isser of kilayim, would not apply to them. Now we're going to be continuing with Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, and we're going to once again discuss the similar type of theme. Says the Mishnah, Halefes v'hanofutz. We have turnip versus radish, different vegetables. V'hakrov v'hatrovsor, or cabbage versus wild cabbage. Hatradim v'halunim, different types of beets. Says the Mishnah, Einom kilayim zebozeh. The Tanakhama tells us these are too similar. and therefore the prohibition of kilayim would not apply to any of them. However, finishes off the Mishnah, Hosif Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva adds, and what does he say? Hashum, the hashumanis, garlic, regular garlic that a person has, that a person grows in his backyard, the hashumanis, or more wild garlic that grows out in the wild, habatzel, the habtzaltzul, a regular onion that, again, you can plant in your garden, or a wild onions that you just see in the random in the forest somewhere, the turmos, the pluslos, and these are also just different types of plants that are, again, similar enough that the kedusha of kilayim wouldn't apply to them, according to Rabbi Akiva. Ein on kilayim zebos, and all of these additional cases, the wild garlic, the wild onions, and so on and so forth, according to Rabbi Akiva. They would not be included in the Isra of Kilayim, and therefore you could plant them next to one another. However, the addition, right, the Mishnah says, Hosef Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is adding on all of these things, because most likely it seems that the Tanakhama would disagree, and the Tanakhama would say that when it comes to garlic versus the wild garlic, onion versus wild onion, and so on and so forth, according to the Tanakhama, the Isra of Kilayim would apply to those types of vegetables. Again, the overall principle being that if there are certain types of plants or vegetables that are so similar, then the Isra of Kilayim wouldn't apply. And it's a bit of a machlokas exactly which vegetables are included in that, which aren't. But the principle that unites Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis and Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel is nonetheless this concept that if any of these plants or vegetables that are very similar, part of the same family, you may plant them next to one another because the Isra of Kilayim would not apply to them. Have a great day.